I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's a butterfly effect for real.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You're listening to BetQL Daily with Joe Ostrowski, Joe Giglio, and Aaron Hawksworth from BetQL.
Cody Decker, kind enough to hang out for the entire hour here on BetQL Daily. Joe Ostrowski, Aaron Hawksworth, Joe G. off today, and we tease the people, Cody, just about your thoughts. This is always a time where people take a step back. I'm sure organizations do the same and say, okay, this is what we have. This is where we need to improve. And if this doesn't happen by the trade deadline, we're going to need to bolster our roster here. Has anything changed from the start of the season, the teams that you like coming into the year to present day?
Yeah, there's a couple of teams that have really let me down. I mean, for instance, one team that I didn't think was going to be making a playoff run, but I did think was going to hit their season total and hit it with ease, is the Detroit Tigers. The Detroit Tigers should not be this bad. The Detroit Tigers should not be arguably the worst team in the AL, let alone the worst team in the AL Central, a terrible division. This team got their hands on Meadows. They got their hands on Javi Baez. They got their manager in AJ Hinch. They got Skubal back and Casey Mize. There's no reason this team shouldn't be absolutely beating up on other teams, and they're atrocious. The other team that's been a disappointment, obviously the Boston Red Sox. I mean, everyone's expecting that team to be right at the top of the division along with the Rays and the Yankees, and of course the Blue Jays a disappointment. But to me, again, the Mariners, I was expecting this team to really, really start to run away with this potential division in the AL West, and it looks like it's the Angels that's actually taken the reins and ran with it to really challenge the Houston Astros. So the Angels have really been a pleasant surprise. The Mets have been a pleasant surprise in that they're not fake. It's a real juggernaut of a team. They are currently rolling out there without DeGrom or Scherzer, and they're still winning ball games. Last night's ball game in San Francisco, yeah, they may have lost it, but it was the most absurd baseball game I've ever watched. If you didn't get a chance to see that game, oh, it was special.
Yeah, I took the bait on the Tigers, Mariners, and Blue Jays, have futures on all of them. And
awful,
wah,
isn't it?
Wah, wah.
Yeah. But Aaron, on paper, there's no reason that wasn't an amazing bet. Every one of them, I would have parlayed them.
Yeah, I probably did and just forgot about it. Unfortunately, it doesn't look too good. Curious your thoughts. So we have what's called this LOL list. It stands for list of losers. It's a list of pitchers that we look to fade on a daily basis. Ooh. Who would be, you know, top three for you when you're looking at a daily MLB card and you're like, that guy, I'm looking to fade?
Are you talking about just today in general or like
overall,
all together?
It doesn't have to be today, just the top three that come to your mind.
Are the only pitchers?
Starters.
Starting pitchers. Okay, well, one, I'm going to start getting ready to fade. Ooh, man, that right off the gate. Oh, Patrick Corbin is a great pick. He's a great pick. I didn't even think of the Nationals. In fact, fade the Nationals, their entire pitching staff. But someone who I would fade, Chris Flexen for the Mariners. And here's why. Chris Flexen a couple years ago comes back from Korea, and I used to play with Chris Flexen, and I think he's a good ball player, but for whatever reason, he could get up and pitch count really early. So I faded him a lot last year, and he kept making me look like a fool because all of a sudden, Chris Flexen looked like a new version of Chris Flexen. This year, I immediately believed in him. I'm like, you know what? He turned a corner, and I've changed my mind. And every single time I pick Chris Flexen, he has absolutely returned to old Mets Chris Flexen and let me down. Chris Flexen is definitely on my LOL list right now.
That's a good pick. A lot of players in that Mariners rotation could qualify. Really disappointing after Robbie Ray. All right, Lucas Giolito, he's your guy. He's on the bump tonight against a red-hot Red Sox lineup. I'm having a tough time with this one because usually you put it in. Oh, White Sox against a left-handed pitcher, they're going to rake. They're going up against Rich Hill. But this offense for the Red Sox, we talked about it earlier this hour, how hot they've looked. Giolito does not have good history against this specific lineup. And the White Sox are minus 170. That feels rich to me. What do you think about White Sox, Red Sox?
I think it's too rich as well. But here's the reason why it's so rich. And it is the word rich. Rich Hill, man. Rich Hill is going to give up 7 runs today. That's what it's coming down to. How about this? LOL-less, Rich Hill. Rich Hill. Rich Hill. Take the run line. Take the run line on the White Sox while you can.
Okay.
What do you like on today's card? Anything that stands out to you? We've got Fetty on the bump for the Nationals.
Okay, well, I did say this the other day. I said this on Saturday on Bet for the Cycle, and I'll say it here. And so far, I'm 100% right. Not only did I say, am I taking the Dodgers all week long against the National on the run line, actually find any alternative run line you can. Do not pick anything under 2.5 runs, because the Dodgers are going to win every one of these games by 5 runs. Fetty on the hill, yep, LOL list, fade them, Dodgers scoring 12.
What about Philly Atlanta matchup tonight? Now the Braves are heavy favorites around -165/-170. It's Morton against Suarez.
I like Morton a lot, and I like his K prop because you can get it at a pretty decent value and probably low. I saw it earlier today at 4.5, so 5 strikeouts for Morton against the Phillies. Yeah, the Phillies can swing it a little bit, but they are also going to K a lot. There's plenty of strikeouts to be had throughout that lineup. Hell, there's 3 in Kyle Schwarber alone just waiting for you. As a gift, take it. As for that, I'm going to fade the Phillies today. I don't trust their pitching at all. And when that bullpen loses an Ian Kennedy and I think, oh no, they lost Ian Kennedy, a phrase I never thought would exit my mouth since 2010. Hey, yeah, that team needs Ian Kennedy. That team needs a lot of help on the bump.
What about you, Darvish, on the mound, hosting the Brewers? Would you look at first 5 under or first 5 money line for the Padres?
I would, but also on top of that, I really think people are giving a lot of credit over here to the Padres today, because again, I know that the Milwaukee Brewers are not the best offense in the world, but Yu Darvish has been like a tale of two cities. He's very Dickensian. Either goes out and throws 6 shutout innings or he gives up 5 in the first. So for him, I'm not fading him, but for me, it's kind of a stay away game for me today. There's something in the air for me on Yu Darvish that I don't like.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Cody, speaking of fading, for the last couple of years, there are a lot of bettors that just say, oh, Dylan Bundy's on the bump, I'm going the other way. And that, and I understand why. But Dylan Bundy is a minus 200 favorite today going against the Tigers. Now, Bundy has great history against this Tigers lineup. They hit 184 against him. He's got a 2.59 FIP. But minus 200, I know the Twins have won six in a row. They're playing some good ball right now, but I don't know how you lay that sort of price with Bundy.
Me neither. Not to mention, you're also getting a real big differential between that and the run line, because I'm getting the run line right around plus 105. It's going from minus 206 to plus 105 is a little interesting to me. So I think it's, if they're going to give you that much on Bundy, who, again, I don't trust either, you might as well jump on the run line. And again, it is the Detroit Tigers, the worst team ever right now. You might, if there's a team that you can just go auto fade right now, other than the Reds, it's the Detroit Tigers.
All right. So we also have a home run leaderboard on the show. I've been on a bit of a heater. I'll let you know.
Oh yeah. She's bragging about her heater, but she's also asking you this question so you can give her a pick for later.
Listen, Aaron, I got to tell you something. I've never been quiet about this. I always hated home run props, but not for the reason you think. I love home run props in that they're so exciting, and you do not know joy until you hit like an 8-1 home run prop out of nowhere. It's the greatest. But I've always found them to be lofty. But Aaron, I will tell you this. I have been on fire with my home
you
run.
You too?
Like, I don't know how
every day, because that's what I've been doing.
I've been doing four a week lately, and when I do four a week, I have been on consistently an 80% basis. I don't know how, because a home run prop is as lofty as it gets, but man, I am killing it. Who do you got for me?
So I've got to tell you the backstory then, because when we started this, I was like, the home run props are stupid. It is so hard to pick these. And I threw a fit behind the scenes.
After she didn't have one in 3 weeks. So she just threw a complete tantrum.
Since I threw a fit, because they wanted to tweet out the leaderboard where, of course, I'm dead last by a big margin. I was like, this is ridiculous. It's going to ruin my credibility.
I don't have any of that. Cody, it was an all-timer. I wish it was on the winner. Oh my God, I wish it was on
the winner. Yeah. You thought a home run props not hitting is going to ruin your credibility? I don't know how else to tell you this, Aaron, but a home run prop is the equivalent of just guessing the weather.
Exactly. And so basically I'm just blind betting Aaron Judge, and yesterday I had Olsen, but yeah, now I'm like, so it's a joke. I'm like, tweet out the leaderboard, out the leaderboard.
Credibility.
So who do we got today? Cody, who do we got?
Cody asked you. You don't have one for him?
I have
to say Judge. You're going to say Judge anyways. Is he even playing?
Judge is just an easy and obvious pick.
Someone on the Dodgers, probably.
You know who I would look at today? I'll give you a name I'll look at, and it's a name that I've picked a couple of times, and he's hit for me a few times. But the reason why I'm picking him is because he had a horrible game yesterday. Manny Machado went, I think, 0-for-5 yesterday. Manny Machado's having a monster year. The day before, I think he hit like four doubles. I would look for Manny Machado to put one in the seats tonight against the Milwaukee Brewers. I think it's gonna happen early.
The Reds are minus 150 favorites against a major league team today. This time it's the Cubs.
What?
Yeah. The worst team in baseball, minus 150 favorites. Here's the thing. Hendricks has been terrible this year. Is this what Hendricks is at this point, or do you think he's going to bounce back this season?
I think he's going to bounce back. In fact, he's had some games where he's shown some greatness. He actually pitched the best game of his career this year in San Diego, shutting them out almost for a complete game. I mean, if you are seriously going to give me the money line with the Cubs, and I agree the Cubs aren't great, but you're giving me the money line with Kyle Hendricks on the mound, I don't care if they're in Cincinnati. I don't care if they're playing on the moon. Yeah, I'll take the Cubs.
I know. Jumped out to me as well. Cody, this was a lot of fun this hour. Thanks for jumping on.
No, thank you.
Good guy. Keep ripping on Horvy too. Link. When he cries a little, like a little baby about his Cubbies.
Oh, man, they're terrible to watch. You don't even want to look at them. I hate the Ricketts.
I wish you saw the video, people, because the end, he nailed it. Pretty much nailed that one. All right, coming up next, we've got NBA playoffs tonight. Is it going to be another blowout? God, these have been so boring. Night to night, we had another blowout last night, even though the final score looked a little close. It was not. We're going to break that down next. Joe Ostrowski, Aaron Hawksworth, keep it here. BetQL Daily on the BetQL Network.
These Joes are helping you bet like a pro. It's Joe Ostrowski, Joe Giglio, and Aaron Hawksworth on BetQL Daily from BetQL.